The effect is on you, not them. The effect is on you. To close your heart to one person, you lose. Why shortchange yourself like that? And what most of us are doing are closing our heart to most of the world and saying, these few people, they're okay. I'm open to them. I'll love them. They love me. I'll love them. But everybody else, that's your loss, absolutely. There's no reason for it. There's no benefit to you in putting that rope up. And there's every losing in doing it. There's every shriveling in doing it. So is there such a thing as soulmate? In the way the question is meant, no, there isn't one special person. There are endless special people, millions that would fit with you romantically, very compatibly and happily. And beyond that, you should develop the capacity to love anyone who crosses your path, whether you want to spend time with them or not. You're not required to. You're not required to relate to them. You should, however, have the capacity to not close your heart to them.
Yeah, I think there's an element of fear in the family, friends, and though the outside world, I think I'm a little bit afraid of them, a little leery, and that makes me put a distance. I would love them if I knew them.
Well, after you've made that statement, I would love them if I knew them, what else can be said? That's the whole understanding. So you don't lack, obviously, any understanding. So obviously, the trick is, know them. Know them.
Break through the fear.
No, don't break through the fear. Just know them, and the fear will take care of itself. You don't fear the ones you know. The fear is artificial. The fear is culturally induced, more than likely.
Yeah, definitely.
What about when you're talking about 3 months being with someone, they would become your soulmate, you really don't know. What about people who have, who are highly neurotic and have all kinds of problems? Can this be broken down in the 3 months of being with the person?
No, they'll still be neurotic and have problems, but you'll love them anyway. You'll make accommodations. You'll forgive them. Now, once the 3 months is up and we let you out, you might run for the hills. You might never want to see that person again. No, I'm dead serious. You might never want to spend even 1 minute with that person, although it's unlikely. But that's possible. But you will still love them. Your heart will not be closed off to them. Your judgments will not kill your love. I know you have a few people in here you have your eye on to be locked up with, too. So we're taking care of it.
Who, me or everybody?
No, you. It's an astounding thing when you realize it, that all these judgments you've carried for a lifetime aren't a hill of beans. You can love anybody. It's really quite amazing, quite eye-opening. The first time you start to recognize that that's the truth. And that any cultural conditionings, any familial teachings don't apply, are quickly cast aside. People of any background, people of any race, people of any belief, people, Republicans even, you know, anybody.
I don't understand how can I love somebody if I don't want to relate to that person. I was just trying to figure out what exactly do you mean by love? Caring about somebody, wishing somebody well? Is it still a state of emotions, or is it more a state of being?
No, everything you said. And anything you're thinking.